Welcome to Behind the Scenes of the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. My name is Phil DeLange. This is a weekly podcast where I give you a glimpse into the life of a radio producer, what works, what doesn't work, and what you don't always get to hear on air. Let's get right into the week that was, shall we?
Get ready or not.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
This show is really one of a kind because it's the only radio program in the country that has two former professional sports people on the show. As the athletically illiterate one of the team, I enjoyed learning more from Ricky about how it is the job of a scrum half in rugby to annoy the opposition.
Oh, the Irish. Gotta love the Irish, man. Oi, look at that bad, bad sportsman-like. Giving that bloke a wink.
Verdrucksach, man.
Yo. Hey, sobbing over a wink.
Goodness gracious.
Really. Big, hardened rugby players crying over a wink.
What world?
Maar ek dink dis omdat Suid-Afrika, jy weet, wêreldbeker 2023. So die Irish in South Africa is a bietjie.
It's like no, he didn't. Did he just wink? Yes, he winked. That's right. He yeah. A little winky poo back at the opposition. Red card him. Don't you wink in my direction.
En sy kyk het rarige kramp.
Yeah, but I mean even if it didn't.
Carry on.
Whoopie-doo. Kick the ball, man. Scoopy ball.
Would have been really funny if he said, sorry, guys, my eyelid was cramping.
I mean, that is, you know, I've never seen a kickoff ever, right?
So this first was time for like, me as well, yeah.
I think first time that we've seen something on this in this level of a competition, having a kickoff. And yes, they played for 100 minutes in the field and a lot of people will say, oh, but that's not sportsman-like. I wink at you.
Yeah, and Jalen was just doing what a typical scrum off does.
You number nine. Yeah. Would you do that?
100%. I'll say that with my chest.
Would you give a little winky poo?
I've done a lot worse.
As a producer, it's my job to make sure that Ryan knows that live reads are coming up on the show. A live read is radio talk, basically for an advert that you read live on air. Now, I know that it requires some extra lead time when there's an Afrikaans live read coming up, and I do try to give a good heads up to Ryan, but I can also relate to how daunting it can get as a fellow SOTI.
Insurance cliënte kry altyd iets uit, kry vandag 'n kwotasie en kyk hoeveel insurance jou kan spaar op jou motorversekering. Skakel 086 160 000 of besoek insurance.co.za. Insurance vir jou altyd iets uitkry, 'n gelisensieerde versekeraar en FDW PSVS en inligting online.
Just like Ryan, jou Afrikaans kom baie, baie mooi deur.
Dankie.
Jy moet meer Afrikaans praat, is prachtig. Very cutesy. Tot ziens.
Tot ziens, René. Lekker dag vir jou. Lekker dag vir jou. Ek probeer, ek sien nie die lees wat kom, en toe sê ek vir sukses. Oh, die kom het dan.
Afrikaans is goed, ja.
Afrikaans is cutesy in the meal.
Ja, ek sê, tong vastbijt. Vastbijt, kry rond om hierdie Afrikaanse woorde, asseblief tong. Tong van my. die kop lees sommer my tong wil hy. My tong wil so, I don't know what you're talking about.
I sommer feel like giving you guys homework for tomorrow. Tomorrow we're doing Mondelinge. May vakansie. Everybody's doing May vakansie tomorrow.
May vakansie. Ja, het was heerlijk. Fijn gedrink, bier gedrink, geslaap. Die einde.
You forgot to use the word buyer.
Buyer. There's always a buffer in school to use the word buyer a lot. Like, I can buyer. Because your mind's trying to get what you're going to say next.
You're just running out of words.
Oh,
one thing I appreciate most about my job is talking to different people every day and being able to learn about their lives. In turn, I've also got to learn a lot about different places around the world I wouldn't have otherwise thought about.
MPs, now listen, let's be honest. When you tell people, right, at any gathering socially, that you've been to Medellin, Colombia, what is their response?
First of all, they ask, why'd you go?
Yeah.
And then I give them the actual reason. Yes. I went to shoot coffee farming and plantations.
Got you.
Because they're a massive exporter of specialty coffee in the world.
Yeah, correct.
Always, always, the next question. And the coffee scene and the small town people are, it's so incredible.
Wow.
I remember meeting some of them and talking to a few of them, and they're like, there's not really a lot of work. They work for $1 a day on these coffee farms. But the most joyful and happy people you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
And every Saturday, like, the entire community, the entire small town comes and meets in a little square, because everything's based off of the Spanish kind of how they built their cities, built with a square and a church and a municipality or whatever. And everyone spends every single Saturday in these pueblos and just sitting around having family time. It's such an incredible place.
Radio to me is ultimately about storytelling. And my job is most rewarding when we give people a platform to share their stories with us. This week, we got to meet Max Smart, a young rally driver flying the SA flag high.
Max, how's this year been for you so far?
It's honestly been solid, hey? We've just got back from Rally Portugal about a week ago, where we had one of our strongest performances. We were back on gravel and on the most incredible stages in the world, lined with crazy fans.
Yeah.
We came fifth in the Junior World Championship there and third in WRC3, so it was amazing to be back on the podium.
Back on the podium.
Yes. Champagne burning your eyes, you know, it's really, really nice. And we got our first stage win in Sweden this year at the start of the year.
Yo.
So, yeah, we've had some positives, man.
And Cesare Dolfa, a theatre director born in Cape Town, now working on Broadway, and also bagging a few Tony Award nominations.
Let's talk about your career. You grew up in Cape Town, proudly Cape Townian.
Absolutely, 100%.
Your love for theatre, who in the family said to you, come Cesare, we're going to go and look, we're going to go watch, we're going to see live theatre?
Listen, yeah, no one specifically, but I grew up in a Pentecostal church on the Cape Flats, okay? Mm-hmm. Ek het in die kerk groot.
Ja.
En ek sê altyd, die kerk is theatre.
Okay?
Die kerk is theater. I mean, and you guys know Pentecostal churches, the energy, man. The dancing, the falling out, the, you know, the speaking in tongues. Mm-hmm. So that was already kind of like my foundation. And then my grandmother, you know, was kind of like a neighborhood, like, counselor and guider, you know. So people would come to my grandmother's, like, stoop or like a couch and just spill the tea. Tell my oma hulle hele story.
Yeah.
So we grew up really like surrounded by like incredible storytelling around us. And then my mom was an amazing storyteller. So I grew up in the Cape Flats, so we didn't have access to theater, but my school one year took us to the Artscape, and I remember that memory very vividly, thinking to myself, ek wil Davies. That's where I want to be.
Now you can catch the full conversations with Cesare and Max on smilefm.co.za, and we're holding thumbs for Cesare at the Tony Awards on Monday.
Cape Town wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up
with Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.